tourists poured into the city this weekend to mark the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. Many of them gravitated to iconic New York landmarks yesterday afternoon. Reporter Sarah Kate Kramer sent us an audio postcard from Times Square.
I'm Courtney Lutz from Fort Worth, Texas. We are here in honor of the firemen, and we are here with our husbands who are also firemen. Our husbands rode in from Texas and a group of nearly 3,000 other firemen on their motorcycles. We were all escorted into the city to take part in the memorial that happened this morning. It was beautiful.
My name is Tim Russell, and I'm from North Richland Hills, Texas. We ride for those that lost, just to come honor the 343 that died here, represent our department, and show the rest of the country that we did care about what happened up here.
I'm Carol Vance from Iowa. It's a very emotional weekend. Lots of activity that seems strange to me. I'm not sure if it's because of 9/11 with all the police officers in the streets and the lights. And I know a lot of that is probably New York, but it is my first time here. And I feel very privileged to be able to have been here this weekend.
Fabrice, Akaji. It's pretty profound. You see a lot of people out enjoying their life. I mean, you know, everything is safe.
Gilbert Garza from San Antonio, Texas. Very meaningful, you know, wearing clothing for United States. Oof, I still feel for those families. You can just see how difficult it is for all of them to still be getting through this.
Voices of tourists in Times Square brought to us by reporter Sarah Kate Kramer. She also stopped by Astoria, Queens and caught up with the owner of the Egyptian coffee shop on Steinway Street.
Stepping through the doors of this cafe is to accidentally wander into Cairo. On Sunday, the place was packed with men smoking shisha, drinking tea, and watching a soccer game between Egypt and Morocco streaming over the internet. But owner Labib Salama's mind was on the anniversary of September 11th. 5 nights after the attack on the World Trade Center, his cafe was ransacked by 4 American men seeking retribution.
Some people think I'm a Muslim and they come, they break all the shop, they break a lot of things here. So I understand the feeling.
Salama decided not to press charges, and later the men even returned to apologize. He said he understood the reaction, but the way Americans look at him now upsets him.
I feel sorry, and it's not only for you, for me.
But Adi Khalil, who came by the coffee shop to watch the soccer game, says he hasn't personally felt any backlash against Muslims. He said September 11th didn't change his relationships with his American friends either.
We used to go out together, have fun together, and it's nothing, you know. A lot of people got open mind, you know. Yeah. And I didn't feel like racist or anything.
As he does every day, Ali Al-Said, who owns the kebab cafe across the street, stopped by to smoke shisha outside the coffee shop and talk with friends. When asked what he was feeling on the 10-year anniversary, he said it was a normal work day, but he shared sadness with all New Yorkers.
My heart's going to the victim of September 11th with all kind of group, Jewish, Christian, or a lot of Muslim who are died there. And we have to put ourselves together, our nation together, and look forward for tomorrow.
Taking a drag of flavored tobacco, El Said said he was optimistic about the future of the city. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Kate Kramer.